All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, this past Saturday night in Las Vegas saw a tremendous middleweight bout take place between Gennady Gennadovich Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez. However, the decision was something else to be taken for. Dave Moretti scored it 115 to 113 in favor of Golovkin. Don Trella had it 114-114 for a draw. However, Judge Adelaide Byrd had it 118 to 110 in favor of Canelo Alvarez. And with that said, that is where the controversy began. I thought it was a tremendous fight. We saw two of the best power punchers in that weight class of this era going at it. However, I feel like the boxing world needed to see a decision for that contest. I know that there are some people that are going to go out there and say, well, you know what? Now they can have the rematch. Guess what? Even if a decision was made and it was for Alvarez or it was for Golovkin, there still was going to be a rematch. And I think we deserved, and the boxing world deserved, to have a decision for this contest. And in my opinion, Golovkin got the slight edge in this one. I feel like Golovkin gave away a couple of early rounds as he was attempting to figure out Canelo Alvarez. And once he did, he started to go to work. Canelo Alvarez did come back in the later rounds with a furious fury of punches. I gave him both the 10th and 11th round. However, I gave the slightest edge in the 12th round to one Golovkin. Me personally, I had to fight scored 116 to 112 in favor of Triple G. And you look at that contest, and for Canelo Alvarez, I saw something from him that I had never seen prior to Saturday night. And what that was, I never saw somebody get in the ring with Alvarez and have him back up. And that is what we saw for several rounds during this contest, where Canelo was on his bicycle due to the power shots of Golovkin. And at the same time, I saw Canelo Alvarez hit Gennady Golovkin with every ounce of strength in his body, and the guy kept coming. And if you look at the fight, you will see that Alvarez actually had a stunned look on his face because he hit Triple G with everything that he has. And typically, a Canelo Alvarez opponent will be on the ground. And if they are not on the ground, they are in trouble. And then he can really go to work and finish off his opponent. So that just gives you an idea of the strength of Triple G. And for me, I think this decision came down to the muscles financially of one Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar De La Hoya and his Golden Boy Promotions are promoting Canelo Alvarez, and of course, no pun intended, but he is their Golden Boy. And I'll tell you like this, had Alvarez won this fight, we wouldn't have seen a draw. And the fact that we have a draw lets me know that Canelo lost that fight, because if you watched it, you saw that for the most part, Triple G dictated the pace. He really cut the ring off early on. It looked like Canelo was trying to do the old rope-a-dope to allow Triple G to punch himself out, but that wasn't the case. Golovkin was going to work, and there were several times where Canelo Alvarez did drop his hands and want to shake his head no to show that the punches that Golovkin was delivering didn't have an effect. But guess what? They did. And like I said before, going into this this contest, with Triple G, it's all about the body shots. With Canelo, it's all about the head shots. And we saw that in this contest. Now, Oscar De La Hoya and his people are already talking about a potential rematch around Cinco de Mayo. And, you know, they're hopeful that Triple G will be a little bit older than he already is because he's 35 years of age. And like I said before, and I've said it time and time again, this fight should have happened 2 years ago because De La Hoya is going out there and protecting Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez has been fighting at welterweight. He's been fighting at 154, and he really should have been fighting at 160 for a long time because you look at the fact that he'll come into a fight and he'll weigh 147. He'll weigh 154, but then once they get into the ring, this guy is about 165, 170. That's middleweight and above right there. So he definitely has a potential. But now you put Alvarez in the ring with somebody with the same amount of steam that he has. And now you put Alvarez in the ring with somebody who can take his punches. Now, on the flip side, Triple G is hardly ever in there with a guy who could take his punches either, because Triple G hit Canelo with some tremendous shots on Saturday night, and Canelo Alvarez did not go to the ground. And we saw what Triple G could do is he had that 23 knockout streak that was broken in his previous fight against one Danny Jacobs. Like I said before, this was a bad decision, and I think it was terrible for a tremendous fight to go down like that. Most of the people in attendance at the T-Mobile Arena on Saturday night were frustrated over the decision because I think people paid a lot of money to go out there and see a winner. Granted, we know that we're going to have a rematch, but like I said before, the boxing world deserved a winner. I know that the controversy is going to be around Adelaide Byrd. This is not her first bad decision, and I guarantee you it won't be the last because the powers that be are going to keep her around due to the fact that she's going to do what they want her to do. And I think it's terrible for boxing, and I think it's terrible for fans that they go out there and they spend their money. And it's not that you don't get what you want, but the bottom line is we deserved to have a legit winner. And that is something that we did not get this Saturday night. I think for the rematch, it should be in New York City at Madison Square Garden, just due to the fact that Triple G is the champion. And on top of that, he tends to have all of his big fights at Madison Square Garden. This time around, it was in Vegas. Triple G made the entrance to the ring first, in spite of the fact that he is the champion. He did everything that they wanted him to do contractually, but this guy is still the champion. He's still undefeated. The draw will show up on his record, but I think even the fact that Triple G is 35 right now, heading into the rematch, he's still going to be extremely motivated because this is his life, okay? And Canelo Alvarez is going to be motivated because there are going to be a lot of us out there to feel that he lost this fight, which he did. So I think we're going to have two great champions in the rematch. But I tell you what, if you're Oscar De La Hoya, you can't do this garbage again as far as having a draw. You have to give people a legitimate winner. And, you know, they've already screwed Triple G last week. So I want to see how Golden Boy and De La Hoya are going to try to rob Gennady Golovkin once again when they have the rematch. So folks, that is going to do it. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed all of the action this year, you can check them out next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from week number 3 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.